out much later than I anticipated being out last night. I guess on certain holiday functions, people decide to consume too many liquid beverages, and therefore it creates all kinds of wonderful things. So we had a fire call, and I didn't call into bed until, well, it was late. Let's just put it that way. So anyways, I know I've got Julie and Marie faintly on the call. If you guys want to hit *4, that'll help my ability. And let's see here. Let's do it this way. Easier on me. And okay, who else is on the line besides Julie and Marie?
Kathy Clark.
Good morning, Kathy, and I heard Steve and Molly.
Yes. Joe.
Joe is on the line. Who else am I missing? I'm not sure. Do we have Janice with us? Okay, I think that's everybody. Okay, fantastic. And I did hear Harold, right? Harold, you're still on the line. Yep, okay, there we go.
I am on.
Kind of scratchy this morning with all the extra snow that Portland's not used to getting. And if I didn't talk about it enough last week, you guys, those of us in the Portland metro area, this is a totally foreign thing to us. I mean, completely. We broke every record on the history books for the amount of snow in December because we just don't get this much. We in Corbett had the most beautiful white Christmas that we could ever experience. And I talked to a gal, actually, she called to wish us a Merry Christmas while we just sat down to enjoy Christmas dinner, and it was snowing these massive flakes, and I think we got around 4 to 6 inches just on Christmas Day. So it's truly beautiful. However, shoveling is taking a toll on this 40-year-old body. And had I not sold / given away all of my power patches that I bought at the convention, I would have them on my back, trust me. I'm using CM cream and the crystal heat pack right now.
I can make you a deal.
So let's talk about that. I know the call was beneficial because I don't need to ask that question to everybody. But did you guys get kind of my emphasis or my thrust that I was trying to emphasize, that this is more than just a little tiny, amazing, supernatural, fantastic product? It's a tool. Were you guys grasping that? I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
It's a door opener.
So let's talk about that. How do we utilize? And again, here's the challenge. And Mom is so eloquent in always reminding of this, reminding us of this, is that utilizing it as a tool, as a door opener, we need to remember to never, how does she say it? Make sure that we remember that the business opportunity is what allows people to see. And let me give you a quick example, and it didn't have anything to do with the power patch. But the other day, one of my buddies from the fire department offered to help me out if we needed anything, to ride to town, whatever, because everybody snowed in out here. And so I called him at home, and he was already in town, but I got his wife, and Holly said, yeah, you know, Rick's really going through it. He's got a lot of nasal things because he's been staying up too many late on, you know, too many of these fire calls, and he's not resting enough, so I can feel he's starting to be quite a bit under the weather. So I took with me, when we met up later that day, I think 10 immunity and a few lactoferrin, and I explained to him, here's how you use it, and I said, and Rick, you can be a man, and you can dump the immunity under your tongue, and I explained to him why we did that as far as to prove the effectiveness of it, you know, on and on and on. And 2 days later, I saw him. We were on another fire call together. And I said, hey, how you doing? And he said, I am doing so much better, thanks to you. And I thought, well, there you go. So now I have the opportunity the next time I talk to him, when it's not on a fire call because we're always, you know, got a million things on our mind, but to simply pick up the phone and talk to both him and his wife and say, okay, look it. Let's... We've been talking about this for too long. So what do you guys want to do? Now you know the products work because you've had an experience with them. So, again, let's talk about this. Let's discuss it. What do we do with something like a power patch and remember the emphasis on the value of it, but also on the value of an introduction as a tool when it comes to the business? Okay, this is what we call dead air. And this is where, you know, I'm done talking, and there's a question, and that usually is followed by a response.
Okay, I'm unmuted. This is Joe. We've been passing these out as door openers. I think, like Wendell said, you know, attached to a, Bill has done a lot of that with attaching them to a business card. And again, if it's just for the sake of feeling like I have, like I am doing something,
sure,
then it's the wrong reason. And sometimes I have to say, that's what I end up doing. I do activities that makes me feel like I'm doing something.
Okay.
And I get
the impression that that's not exactly what you want to go, because you're doing activities like as you said, it makes you feel like you're doing something, but there's a big but coming, right?
Right.
Okay.
Because there's either then not follow-up, because if you give out a business card to somebody, and even though you say on there, you know, let's put it on and call me in 2 hours, let me know, they don't do that. Or it's a rare. The only one that's done it is somebody who's already in NECAN, and they've had products, and they're sharing their wonderful experience. So, again, it's just teaching me that I've got to be... I've got to use this as a tool and a door opener, but treat it like a business.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm going to give somebody a gift, then I have to follow up and make sure that they're using the gift right and that they didn't need to take it back to the store. And, you know, did they like what I gave them? Same with the power patch. My goodness, it's so valuable. So I want to make sure they're happy with it, and rather than throwing it away like the one lady did that I gave it to, you know?
And I'm like, doggone you, Joe, you just threw one away, and I'd really like to have that one right now.
Right.
Again, they didn't understand the value. So give us an example of what you're going to do to change that as far as the follow-up, as far as, I mean, what do you do?
Oh, well, now I truly am. I'm not just handing them out as freely, maybe, as I did before, but really saying, you know what, this is a gift of health, and if you would like to try it, I want to give it to you, and then I'll give you a jingle and see how you're doing with it. Is that okay? And yes. And if I can, I put it on right then and there, but sometimes that's not appropriate. Or I can just say, oh, poke around on your neck and find where it really hurts and then stick it there.
Or you carry like a needle or something, you can poke them and say, oh, see, it hurts right there.
Exactly,
there you go.
Right. And so that has been, you know, I don't know why after all these years I still have to learn to treat it like a business.
Mm-hmm.
So that has made a big difference. And so now in January, both Bill and I, we have contacts that we have made, and we're doing follow-up with those people because, again, it wasn't appropriate, like the day before. And even yesterday we said, you know what, we're not going to call people the day after Christmas. We're enjoying family time, and so we want to not be coming on real strong. But come today, yeah, we're going to start calling.
Yeah,
start calling.
Turn up the heat, sure.
Uh-huh, start calling people and saying, you know, whatever the situation was, and find out, did they ever reuse the little magnets that we had given, the little power patches?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to do follow-up now, and then confirming dates, because we had people who said, you know what, call us in January, you know, call us after Christmas. And so we're going to do that, because now we've prepared that path. They said, now we can say, you said call, and so it's going to be easy to follow up with them.
And some of those folks, you know, looking at 2008, 4 days left, some of those folks you may want to, and I'm not telling this to Joe, this I'm speaking to myself, and I just wrote the name of somebody on my pad to call. is that, you know, we get hit, those of us who have always been benevolent in our lives, and those of us, even if we're not, we get, you know, different appeals from people saying, hey, you know, a year-end, you know, tax credit or one last year-end donation would be great if you really need it to get that. However, if you've been giving all year long, you're like, no, I don't think I need it. However, for people that this is new to them, a year-end tax credit as far as a business investment is huge. So that may up the ante with people that have said, you know, well, call me after the first of the year, even just to remind, you know, one last time, say, hey, I know you said to call after the first of the year. That being said, I don't know if I mentioned this to you before, but every single dime that's invested in what we're doing, what we're, you know, having fun with Nikan, is a full-fledged 100% business deduction tax write-off. So it's money that you're not going to have to spend again, or you're not going to have to spend a portion of that and send it to Uncle Sam. And you can start that now at the end of this year and be able to write that off. So not everybody, with what's going on today from what we hear, I guess, has a whole lot of extra cash laying around. But however, if people want to make that investment, it could yield big results. So.
But I think even like with Gonzalo, the one who had at the meat processing plant,
mm-hmm.
you know, the experience he had, his connections are very poor. I mean, they don't have a lot of money.
Sure.
And for him, he is so excited. I mean, he has two boxes, and now he's ordered six, you know, on the pre-order form. Because these are things that help people, but also are affordable.
Sure.
And so for him, this is a perfect door opener, and for business and product.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think that's also an advantage that these little guys give us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank
you.
Yes. Go ahead.
I just thought of something that I'm very anxious to try. This is your mother, and we are on the road again. Thank goodness. Thank you, Lord.
I heard that through an email from Stephen B. I think that was yesterday or the day before. No, I guess it was yesterday. No, Christmas night. You guys got on the road. So.
Okay. Well, it wasn't yesterday. It didn't happen until about an hour ago. So anyway, but we're close. We were getting close, so that's what he was letting you know. But anyway, what I'm excited about doing is soon as I'm able to print one off, is a form that Ruth Williams revised, and she calls it her kind of her shopping list, from the listing in the connector. Oops.
Go ahead.
The index of all the different CDs in there, and she's made a double-sided form, which Marie, who's on the call, was so generous with her time to reformat a little bit, and we can use that to move it into the business, and my dialogue isn't perfect by any means. I haven't practiced it yet, but something to the effect, do you know of anyone that's dealing with any of these situations health-wise? And I've got some information that they may enjoy learning about. It's an educational lending library that I have that just helps to inform people on what is available out there other than drugs and surgery, or putting them into the medical maze, as Nancy Cosman has said several times over, to eliminate that and give it to them in their own hands. So, and then the next thought I have that I want to tie in at the same time, and if you are interested, I can also show you a way that you can get your own products at least free or covered by simply sharing it with a few people that need to know the same thing that you would be possibly interested in knowing about. Again, the words have to be massaged, but that's the general
right.
idea.
Well, but even something simple as what Nikan has given us the opportunity to experience is to be able to enjoy a different or a complementary world of wellness versus the medical maze of the Western mindset.
There you go.
Something as simple as that, and again, those two words, world of wellness or medical maze, you know, which do we gravitate towards? Do we gravitate towards immediately popping the medication, or do we try something else? And this is, again, when you do something as crazy as I did and get somebody to pop an immunity capsule open and dump it under their tongue, and I said, look, be a man. It's going to taste nasty, but this is what it's doing into your in your body right now. And he had this look on his face. He's like, yeah, this does taste nasty. However, if we're willing to step out of the box, as Wendell shared earlier, Rick Armstrong, do things that are not normal. I mean, what's the worst that can happen?
Normal. What's normal get you? This is Denise. Hey, Shark, that sounds interesting, that flyer or that format that Ruth sent. Could you put it on the van so we can get that?
Yes, he will have a copy of it. Is the one that will line up really, really nicely on both sides is in Excel. So if anybody can transfer it and has the ability to do that without it changing the margins and all that, you can play with it and then shoot it back to him to do the same. So anyway,
cool.
He has it.
Okay, Vance, you got your homework assignment.
Yeah, right. Add it to my list. Any other thoughts, you guys, on this discussion?
This is Janice, and I'm really sick and tired of handing stuff out, though. And so, and not, oh, thanks, you know, gee, you're a good person. Great, you know, it really helped. But part of that's my fault, too. You know, you hand stuff out, and you don't follow up, and so there goes a set of shoe inserts, there goes this, and there goes that. So that's my fault, too. So, you know, I think that a lot of the good ideas that we have here is, you know, I really liked what I heard a few weeks ago with, you know, just calling up people saying, I'm willing to give this to you if you will use it. If you don't want to use it, that's cool. You know, but I'm going to call back to find out how you like it. So there's that, you know, there's a two-sided thing where we have to, it's only my fault. It really is.
Oh, and ultimately, it does. The blame comes down to us. Are we willing to ask the tough questions? I was reading. Many of you know that I usually start my mornings by reading Oswald Chambers' a devotional or mine's a journal because I write in it. My utmost for his highest, and it takes me all of maybe 5-6 minutes to read and then to put a thought and scratch it in and. Or scratch it in, but to write a note. But today's reading was all about, are we willing to ask the tough questions? Because a lot of times, well, we don't want to hurt somebody's feelings or we don't want it to be awkward. Well, what's worse? You know, not asking the question or not, you know, creating an awkward situation for the sake of trying to, you know, be at peace with everybody versus knowing that somebody is hurting. And us going, well, I don't know if I want to ask that question or if I don't want to, you know, introduce them to Nikan or I don't know. You're constantly second-guessing yourself. And then you find out. I got an email that I missed, but I responded to it yesterday. And my former roommate, he had asked me months and months ago about Nikan, and I never took the time to try and explain it because, well, I don't spend a lot of time on Facebook. It's like MySpace. It's more of a connector type thing. And Stacy said, oh, Chris wanted to know some information. It's like, well, what does he want to know? I mean, it's like, well, tell me about Nikan. I don't know what he want to know. Well, his wife sent me an email a couple days ago, and I responded to it yesterday. And she said they've chosen to hook up with, is it Mona V or whatever the company is? And she said, I don't know if you are, you know, singled in to just one company or if you like to work with several at the same time, if you'd be open to this. I'm like, oh, this is sure craziness. If I would have been taken the opportunity several months ago, they probably would be part of our organization. Now they're going to go down a track of a single product company. They might make a few shillings. They might do pretty well. However, you know, a four-year-old company versus a company that, you know, started in 1975. You know, come on. So, anyway, we have to be willing. And, Janice, I agree with you 100% that if we're not willing to take it to the next level, not to be obnoxious, however, but just to be assertive and say, look it, this is what I have to offer. So, everybody else has been really quiet. We've got a few minutes left. Anybody else want to?
The attitude I gave you one for you. Don't come back and ask for a second.
There you go. Good, good statement. Yeah. Go ahead, Molly.
I'm so glad to hear everybody voice their opinion about not acting like a business person. I am one always looking for opportunity to help people, and that makes us feel good, and that makes us like doing our duty as God's children to help our fellow men. And we sometimes I feel we're aching in this kind of business because I kept giving things up. And who is my own money? I think that we have to be a little bit tougher in our heart, because it won't do people good if we're not tough. We just hand things so precious, other people don't find it valuable.
Right. And it doesn't matter whether it's a product, like the Power Patch, or it's a CD, or it's a DVD, or even spending the time typing an email. We all have the same 24 hours in a day, and we need to value that. And as Molly said, get a little tougher. What about from the men? Harold? Steve?
I think what I like about that Power Patch is that as a door opener, it's so easy because people have never seen anything like it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's smaller than your fingernail, and they always ask, well, I mean, it's so little, what could it do? You know, I hear that all the time. And yet, people get really good results on it, you know, shoulders or headaches or whatever the case might be, and we haven't used it that often, and yet I think I've gotten 100% results in every time we've given it to someone.
Sure.
But the curiosity part of it is really what I like, is because it's so tiny and it's gold, and they just have never seen anything like it, and so it's an easy opening to get a conversation going, and that's what I love about it.
Okay, great.
There are other countries that Nikan is marketing, like the Philippines. They have used it for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And the consultants from USA, whenever they go to Philippines, she said that she bought boxes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so it's going to be fresh for us for a while. However, I think that with something as powerful, and you guys, I'm wearing the new, I don't know if anybody else besides me has purchased the new socks.
Yeah.
What do we don't call them cardio socks. What are they? They're just called the sports socks. I don't remember what they're called. Once you wear them, you'll understand why they are so incredibly unique. And again, just like with any of the other products. And I purposely wore them on Christmas Day, and we went and visited a friend and exchanged some gifts. And she's a wellness consultant, and I took I didn't have slippers on because we were at her house, but I just went through the attributes of it, and I said, these things are amazing. And Stacy looks at our friend and says, yeah, he's been just going off about them all day long. Well, of course, I bought a few extra pair when I purchased them at the Rhythm and put them in Stacy's stocking. So, Steve, we haven't heard from you.
I've been being the little mouse today, taking it all in.
Okay.
You know, what I have struggled with for the last few months is just what to do, what to say, that kind of thing. And I just, you know, I've been doing some projects away from NECAM that have needed to be done for 7, 8, 9 years, and just finished up a couple of them this last week, and starting to focus back towards NECAM. And the thing that I can see with the Power Patch, when I first played with them, I have to admit, I didn't have a real great positive experience. However, as I've played with them, you know, gone through these other projects for a couple of months and now come back to it, put one on my wife's neck the other day, and she's got a knot that's always there. I mean, it's always there in her neck. We put it on there, and it's got to be horribly painful for her, and because the necklaces just don't do it. And the discomfort went away, and they'll stay on for a couple of days like, you know, they're going to do, and then they fall off. And yesterday she noticed it was still on her neck, for an example, and then about an hour later, all of a sudden the discomfort was back, and she goes, oh, it's gone. Luckily, she had her necklace on, and it attached to the necklace and wasn't lost, but when it went from the area, the discomfort came back. And my experience with Nikan was so profound when I first started, you know, the throw-up thing was there for years.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've just had to learn a way to, you know, just not jump on people when you find out something, but just to file it, like you say, back in the back of the mind, and when the time's right, or, you know, a few days later or something, call up, say, hey, I remember, you know, something, and that's what I've got to do this next couple of weeks, you know, is use my 6 boxes of power patches, and, you know, in a very smart way, but yet to power my business so that, and just remember all these little people, you know, things, you know, the people that have the headaches and, you know, that kind of thing. Look at the chart that Molly was so good to send out to everybody. And just to, you know, that's my goal for the next short while, is just to go down my list of people, remember some of the things that I filed away, and all of a sudden get back in the saddle again and start talking to people.
Mm-hmm. I love that phrase you just said, that, you know, I've got to use these power patches to power my business. And
right.
Let's remember that.